This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
And Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is a very special day in the Sarah and Vinny morning show history. Today is the day that Vinny Crackhorn turns 50 years old.
And 50? I don't care. Yes, Vinny!
What? Vinny!
You a half century boy.
But he was 43 last year.
I know.
It's dog years.
How does that work? We're not good at math on this show.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
So we are broadcasting live this morning from the Hard Rock Cafe down at Pier 39. Please join us. Unfortunately, we couldn't give you enough notice to make plans.
True.
But if you're within the sound of our voice, you've got 3 hours to get here.
Yeah. We'll be here until 9, everyone.
Be here until 9 o'clock. Today is going to be action-packed. There is a lot of stuff planned.
Is that right?
It is a big day for you. Absolutely epic. So do you want to start with the first round of videos?
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right. So we've had a lot of people who weren't going to be able to be here.
Where's Vinny going to be looking?
Vinny, at that monitor? Look up there at that monitor.
Okay.
So you should be able to hear the audio. This is going to be a fun little experiment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, real short, real brief.
You know how that goes.
You know we do this stuff live, right, Brian?
Yeah, this is live. You know what? I could do the giveaway first if we're not ready.
No, let's try it out.
And super.
And if it doesn't work out, then you can give something away.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
It's only live radio. It's okay.
It's no problem.
Hey, Vinny, you got a big birthday coming up, and I just want to tell you, we all love you here at Pier 23, and we made you the best special birthday cake ever. We love you, Vinny. Happy birthday, Vinny.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
It's a fish with a lemon on it.
Yeah.
That's Joey Albin. Joey Albin's a longtime friend of the show.
Happy birthday. Here's to a healthy and prosperous year ahead for you and your family.
Johnny Mosley, everybody.
Pretty sexy,
hey, Vinny,
huh?
Very sexy.
Coming to you from our studio, wishing you a very happy birthday. And I know getting older may seem like it has its downsides, but I have some good news. As you know, it doesn't mean you can't have a great job. As you also know, doesn't mean you can't work with the greatest people in the world, as you do and as you have firsthand knowledge of. It doesn't mean you can't have the most adorable family in the world, as you do. Have a great birthday, my friend.
That's
Hey, Scott Vinny, we're here to wish you a happy 50th. And, you know, it's not just about being 50. It's about the... Well, you have these ideas of your maturity, how you're physical. So you sort of run these gamuts. Like me, while I just turned 50, I think I'm like a solid 25 to 29 in that physical, mental maturity realm. But you, I think you have the widest girth of anyone I know. You know, you sort of like hit those teens really well in maturity. And man, 60 looks great on you. So we're all here at Bonanza Large to wish you a happy 50th birthday. What do you guys say?
Happy birthday, Vinny!
That is our friend Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large. We love him dearly.
If we could go back just really quickly to the Johnny Mosley thing.
Yes.
First of all, Johnny, awesome effort. Way to lay sexily on the bed.
Really, Johnny, and thanks for the TV in the background.
Yeah, TV going in the background. He's like barely has his eyes open. But sexy time, you know? I mean, he clearly wanted you to join him.
Yeah, he looked
good. That looked fun.
Mm-hmm. No, that was nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so we have a few of those that are going to be happening.
I get extremely... You know what? It's so weird that I do this job. I love to be in the center of attention when I'm hopefully entertaining people. But just for being born, it feels weird to get this much attention. It just feels super weird, like squirmy weird. Like, oh, come on.
Well, I have to say, I'm a little upset with you because we really figured that by 5:45 we could post stuff on Instagram and that you would not see it because you were still...
No, you gave it away. I saw the picture of you and Bryn and you were like, if you're seeing this...
Tune into the Alice 973
whatever.
Instagram Live.
Sure. Right.
Well, I even
Sarah,
way to go, Sarah. Sarah. I've been planning this for months.
You said I could
for
do
months.
It. I said, hey, I'm thinking I'll post this. She goes, he's driving. There's no way he'll see it. And sure enough, he's like one of the first people to comment on
and
it.
And then so it's Vinny.
What is up with you looking at Instagram while you're driving?
When
yeah.
Anybody... If you're on your way here, you'll know this as soon as you get on the Embarcadero. There are 2 to 3 minute stoplights the whole way
through.
True that,
baby. True that.
So you hit a stoplight and you're like,
but
well,
you get
I might
on
as well.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in park. It's 5 in the morning. Let me see what's doing. I check the news. I see what's going on Instagram. Oh.
We got to make sure for a 60th that we don't
Yeah,
do that,
the 60th, you know. We're going to do something different.
Yeah. We got to do something completely different.
You know what, though? You didn't give away the location. I had no idea. I didn't
Can
know.
You believe we did this 10 years ago for your 40th?
Well, and that's, of course, it's a total revisit.
Yeah.
And Dodds was the
Grim
Reaper.
Both
times.
Yeah.
You look really old, too. That's the Grim Grim Reaper's getting old, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if you're around for his 60th.
You know I'm a grandfather now.
Oh, is that right?
God. We all are.
Take it back.
Over. so that's it. Yeah, that's happened in 10 years.
So are you still doing theater and all that?
Yep. Still doing
no
theater.
Way, really?
Oh, I'm not plugging any shows. No.
Why not? Plug your show.
No, it's all good. Still acting, yeah. Been crazy since I last saw you. You know?
In North Bay, right?
Yep, still in North
Bay. You're in an acting troupe or whatever?
Yeah, I just finished a show a little bit ago, Moon Over Buffalo. I'm a fading, aging actor.
Ding, ding, shay.
Right on, Dodd. Good for you.
You know, which is it. You know,
get the old guy parts.
And
now.
Out of nowhere, Yuzette, you know, shows up in your phone and, you know, hi, this is Yuzette. It's like, yeah, Yuzette, you're still in my contact.
I can't believe I'm still in your contact 10 years later.
What, never.
We did you
like,
from
hey,
their
I'm
contact.
I'm going to need you. It's like, what?
I'm all,
like,
hey,
of course.
Boy.
Absolutely. For Vinny, anything. Yeah, you bet. I'll drive all night for him.
Nice.
Very. Thank you so much.
Well, for the record, you did scare the piss out of me. So.
Oh, perfect. I think we might have scared the morning show girl from 105.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely took a double take.
And I'll tell you what, his kind of bitchy girl high scream is still in perfect pitch.
Yay.
He doesn't. He still shreaks like he did 10 years ago.
I didn't get this. I haven't seen the video, but I guess you guys were live.
Well, we went live on the Alice973 Instagram, so you should be able to look at that. How long does that stay up? We should save that.
And we're going to save it. Yeah, we will save it.
I don't need to see me screaming, but okay.
Hey, before we move on, we need to do some station business.
We do.
And give away tickets to Struts.
All right, so it's Alex back at the studio.
Yes, thank you, Alex.
Thanks for running the board, Alex. He's going to be answering your phone calls. He's very friendly. 800-400-3697. If you're calling number 9, you get a pair of tickets to see the Struts and Welshly Arms on July 6th. Oh, look at you.
Yes,
even out here, remote, spring has it going on. Tickets are on sale now at RobertMondaviWinery.com. Call number 9, get the tickets. All right, let's take a second here. Oh, the bar is open. Complimentary breakfast while it lasts. Yes, good morning, bar keeps. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I know it's super
the
cool.
Ass crack of dawn. This is one of the best times of the day to have a drink, as most people know.
Is it Kim J? Kim J? Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
So be kind to your bartenders and waitresses. So for about the first 50 or so people who get here, we're at the Hard Rock Cafe. It's at Pier 39. There's parking right across the street in the garage. There is a free breakfast. After that, I think it's $9.73 for a plate of food.
Correct.
But we're going to do breakfast all morning long and, of course, drinks all morning long. Because, you know,
I'm
wouldn't
coming.
Be a birthday party with us. Yeah, I know. We're already here. I might wait till 7 or so. You know, I don't want to start too early. So let's take a minute and go around the room. Brittany, do you want to start? How about a little happy birthday wish for Vinny for this next decade?
Absolutely. Vinny, you know, I don't care. I don't care what anybody
Look
says
at Vinny's
about
face.
You, okay? You're a great guy.
Aww.
And also, you know, you're a great role model and easily a really good figure in my life without even trying. So I love you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hug it out. Hug
so
it out.
You guys are going for tears. Is that what you're up to?
Oh, no.
I'd really rather not.
We are making
you
cry.
I'm going to try hard not to.
Have you cried yet this morning?
Because we're not doing our job.
Do you think I normally cry a couple times a day before I get to work?
I don't know. That drive-in is a long way, so you might cry.
Why did I move to Santa Cruz?
I have not yet cried today.
All
thanks.
Right. Well, we're working on that. Go ahead, Yuzi. It's your turn.
I really don't have anything prepared, but as I look at you, I
have so much love for you in my tiny little heart. Cold little stone heart. My stone heart with the wall around it. But I adore you, and I can't believe that I've known you for so long and that we've worked together for over 20 years. And I only can wish for another 20 because I love you so much.
She's crying now.
Thank you, Vinny.
I love you too.
There is nobody I would rather do this show with. You are my radio husband. Sorry, John.
Hi, John.
Amazing. I am so proud of everything that you've accomplished in your life and the beautiful family that you have. I am honored to work with you every single day. Happy birthday. A million more. Let's live forever. Where's the vampires when you need them? And now Hooman, of course, has something really formal.
You.
I love you. Formal, prepared, and we're going to...
Aim the camera at you now.
Yeah. Here we go, everybody. Stand by. This is our...
Only 3 minutes, Hooman.
Only three. We limited him.
All right. Well, I did prepare something.
He's got notes.
Nice.
Of course he did.
It's written. I love it.
He substituted your name with all the other speeches he did.
Well, I did look back at other people.
Of course you did.
Well, Vinny, I have known you for almost 20 years. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it's terrible traffic, difficulty with coworkers, problems at home, spider bites, garage cats. No matter what, Vinny, you always show up. And you are committed to giving the listening audience an entertaining show every day. And you reveal almost everything, all of it. It seems like you hold nothing back. So on your 50th birthday, I want to tell you what I admire about you. It's not the humility. It's not the...
What?
It's not the honesty. All right, here we go. Number one. Here's number
okay.
one.
Oh, boy. It's a whole
Yeah, it's a whole
list.
Page.
Wow.
See,
so.
Are you sure you don't want to start from 10?
Yeah, you want to count
I haven't lost
count
anyone yet, have I?
No, absolutely not. I can't wait to see where this goes.
So number one, your passion for radio. When you first had a kid, you were like, I don't need paternity leave. I'll be back at work the next day. And you, Zet and Sarah, made you take 2 weeks off. I mean, that's
Please
passion.
Don't come in. You just had a baby. Your poor wife.
I know.
Ish.
Second, your overall commitment. I mean, a 67-mile commute each way.
What?
And he shows up on time, everyone.
Who does that? Well, I don't know.
He's a little late today. We were concerned.
Well, you know, never mind.
No, you don't want to say anything?
Well, we got to the garage, and then he goes, we got to wait here for 15 minutes. I'm like, okay. So he starts to drive away, and he's like, you know anywhere to go? I'm like, yeah, back to the parking spot.
Can
you
I
don't
go
have
home?
To go drive around. Just wait.
Number three.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Your emotional expressiveness. You are willing to talk about the good and the bad, no matter the consequences, even if it puts you in a bad mood for an entire month.
Oh, my God.
You will talk about it.
Thanks, Ben.
Uh-huh.
And four, your compassion for the interns. When you see someone as an up-and-coming DJ, you ask them to send you an air check. You listen to them. You give them tips. And you meet with them over and over. And all of us in the entire building get to hear your meeting with them.
As we try to run away.
That's a loud voice joke, everyone. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's only four. Sorry. So,
all right.
Everyone.
I'm expecting a top 10.
Great right. job, Hooman.
Hold
Thank
on.
You.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Oh.
Everyone, raise a glass.
Oh.
Here, if you have one. Does everyone have one? Sorry, I should have warned you. Here's to Vinny. Behind his back, we call him the king of bad decision making. But to his face, we say, Vinny, on air, you are second to none.
Second to none.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Hooray, Vinny.
Happy
Cheers.
Birthday.
Oh, very nice.
A lot of slams in there, but thank
you. Well, you know, it's human.
Get
it's
used
human.
To it. That's kind of how today is going to go.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have our first special guest?
You know,
is he ready to go?
I can't.
No, that's not. It's not you.
That's Gina. You're
not aware.
Oh, Gina.
He is here. Gina,
you know,
hold on.
I don't right think that.
I haven't seen him yet either. I wondered if he was hiding.
I think Gino has something prepared.
Gino,
okay,
go ahead.
Gino.
I did. I was up all night. And I came up with happy birthday, Vinny.
Oh, thank you, Gino.
Gino.
Gino and I go way back to, like, some of the very first live shows we did. So
mm-hmm. right.
yeah, I appreciate Gino, you making it out again, buddy.
As I pulled up and saw somebody on the side of the road, I see this guy putting in Visine eye drops in his head. And I'm asking him.
That's exactly right.
Where's
true story.
And it was him. Sure
yeah.
Enough.
I think that, weren't we here when you won some big trip?
Yeah, the trip to London.
London.
Right.
Yeah. Gino
remember?
Just happened to win that trip.
It was
right?
It was actually, I was a little bit like, uh-oh, because we had hung out with Gino all morning, and,
right.
and all these listeners were there, and we reach in, and it's
I pick out Gino's
yeah.
name.
She pulls it out, and she goes, it's Gino. And Gino's standing right next to her like, yay! We're like, yeah, this doesn't look fishy at all.
Yeah, I mean, it just happened.
Still to this day, it's my... The concert is my
who did you see?
Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was fun. Well, Gino, thanks for a lot
yeah,
of... And frankly, I would like to say to the people who are assembled here early, because we were able to trust them, obviously, so we're doing a live 50th birthday party right now for Vinny. We're at the Hard Rock Cafe. This is open. Come.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry that we couldn't give you any
I wish
up.
I could, so I had to choose from my Rolodex and all the regulars is what I like to call
right.
y'all. So thank you for being here, and thank you for keeping the secret.
Yeah, here's to... Right. Thank you.
Hey.
Yes.
Everyone's barber is here.
Oh, yes. We
oh, Shruti.
We saw
him.
Our barber.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
Thank
we
you.
Love you.
So thank you to...
She's the reason why our hair looks so good.
Yes. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. I'm so Chrissy Hunt.
Who is Perfect. Gig art? This is an elaborate poster.
So
that,
this is
you
one of the
it?
Keepsakes
yeah.
from here. It's a happy 50th birthday to Vinny poster, and there's Vinny in the middle with his surfboard and just all kinds of little
Willa's
things.
Willa's on there.
I know. That's what I almost cried. Michelle and Rebecca put this together along with the artist, and I can't remember his name right now because I don't have my thank you list in front of me.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Does it
Rebecca's
say?
Gonna tell us.
Greg Gordon.
Oh, Greg Gordon. Greg Gordon, everybody.
Yes.
It's a beautiful poster.
It's really nice.
All right. I want to get going with the presents here.
Okay.
So throughout the morning, you're going to get several presents, and you get to choose which one. And because our first guest isn't here, Hooman, why don't you offer him the present tray?
We have All right.
several different presents, many different sizes. Here we go. The first appearance of the
Pick
present
one,
tray.
Pick one, anyone.
He goes right
anyone.
In for the big silver one.
And our promotions department wrapped all those
yeah,
gifts.
Great
are
job.
Are they beautiful?
They're
yeah,
gorgeous.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that I've had my eye on.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, really? Is it a tie? Does it look like a tie
it
box?
Looks, it does look like a tie box.
Mm-hmm.
A tie? A tie?
I'm going to need you to wear that tonight, baby.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What the hell is going on tonight? Special birthday?
When do I see you out of work?
He doesn't go to Studio G.
That's a relapse yeah. waiting to happen. Are you kidding?
I will make you drink.
It's just a little scroll.
Oh,
look at that.
Look at this.
That's
baby.
Not a tie.
Fancy time.
It's not a tie.
Let's see
what
it says.
Do you know?
See what you got.
Open the
I
box.
Mean, I
see
have
what
an
it
idea.
Says.
I just don't know which one was which. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Happy 50th birthday, Vinny. This certificate entitles you to a birthday ride on the motorboat.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, right off the bat? A birthday ride on the
oh
motorboat?
My
oh, my God. What
How
does that mean?
Why would that be the first one?
That's the one he picked.
I'm not even warmed up.
Girl,
hold
yeah.
on. Let me do this.
Uh-oh. In case you're not familiar with the motorboat right. ride, I guess it's too bad you're not here at the Hard Rock to see this.
Come here, Vinny. You come to me. Vin, be careful.
Yeah, she can't. There's no...
Okay, wait. I'm going to take my headphones off.
I'm in the way.
All right.
I'm gonna scoot forward a little bit. And it's happening, people. Happy birthday, Vinny. 50 years.
I had to hold my breath.
Well, you don't want to suffocate.
I took a big breath before I went in. Thank you, Yeezy.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, sir.
Present number one down.
All right, so I wanted to ask you what your leading up to this, because you have alluded to it a couple times on the air that you, you know, you knew your birthday was coming up and you knew it was a big one.
Yeah.
What was the level of suspicion? Did you know we were doing something?
I don't know why I honestly thought we were just going to do a show, and Yuzette was like, we're not getting you nothing.
We didn't buy you anything.
We're not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. We didn't buy you a thing.
And I was good with it. So I was driving in like, all right, Van Halen's, I'll walk in on Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was death.
Dots.
Waiting in the vestibule outside the elevators.
So, and then now, of course, in retrospect, the Hard Rock brought food in, what, last week?
Uh-huh.
So that must be tied somehow to this event.
Right. Well, they're serving breakfast now. Really good breakfast, by the way, you mm-hmm. guys. So, you know, right. Please help yourself. This is, it's free for you guys and the first people that make it here. After that, it's $9.73. But the bar is open. I would like to also stress that the bar is open for business.
Yeah.
Early morning drinking.
Look at all the people
I see
drinking.
That we've got some bloodies. Some bloodies over there.
Hey, so, your brother John's here.
Oh, yeah, my brother's here. His whole work is here.
His work
is
here.
Oh, his work is here?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
His wife, my teammate Debs, and one of her coworkers are here.
Yeah, they're all jacked up. Big fans.
Right on. I saw Deb at the door.
Oh.
But I was like, too shocked to say hello and give her a hug. I'll have to catch up on that later. But
since we're at this table, I have some questions for John's boss, if that's all right.
Oh, that is perfectly all right,
sir,
with me.
What's your name?
Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Eric, how, first of all, do you want to say anything to Vinny?
Hey, Vinny.
Hi, Eric.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
How's Sarah's brother working out? Does he work hard for you?
He's amazing.
Oh, amazing.
What's so amazing about him? His appetite?
Well, John's kind of like a fun sort of guy. But he actually is, like, amazingly talented.
So did you just hire him to make jokes all day, or does he actually work?
The truth is, we did just hire him for that. But he actually seems like he's super smart, too.
Oh, so seems
super
like it.
Smart.
Seems like it.
It was like a double win.
I guess you just don't know him that well yet.
You know what the problem with this is? Like, he reminds us how smart he is every Sunday night, and this is going to make it worse.
Wait, Hooman, I have a question. Yeah. Eric, do you think that John, Big John, mm-hmm. is as smart as Sarah?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, think carefully,
there's different
Eric.
Kinds of smarts.
Oh.
Okay, that's a non-answer.
Oh, all right.
So, no.
What's the name of your company again?
Ohm Automation.
Well, thank you guys for getting up early and coming down here. It's very exciting.
Should we hear from your husband? You want to sing in a Vinny?
Oh, happy birthday, Vin.
That's good.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel overwhelmed right now. You mean as a 50-year-old guy?
No, physically.
Guy?
When you wake up in the morning, do you
hurt?
Well,
my feet hurt, and I probably peed too many times in the night. You know, that's
just as I suspected.
Right. But for the most part, all good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
I want to reiterate that this is open to the public. I'm sorry that we couldn't give you a heads up on this, but we are broadcasting live for Vinny's 50th birthday party from the Hard Rock at Pier 39. There's breakfast, there's booze, there's a birthday party.
Look, our friend Rudy's here.
Yes, our friend Rudy is here.
Hold on.
Hello, Vinny. Happy birthday, man. I came all the way back here to hang out with you, buddy. And then this guy puts a microphone in my face out of nowhere. Very happy to be here with you today, man. We're here to celebrate you, baby. Love you, man.
Thanks,
Rudy's
buddy.
Actually coming up in the next segment.
Oh, good.
Ooh. What's that all about?
A little tease.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back live from the Hard Rock for Vinny's 50th birthday party.
Woo! Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, is that the end of it?
That was it.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. We are live at the Hard Rock Cafe at Pier 39.
Yeah, we are.
Today, for many of our loyal listeners, they know that Vinny is 50 freaking years old today. And so we're very excited to be doing a live show. It's a surprise party for Vinny, although a little bit less of a surprise because for some reason he actually looks at Instagram while he's driving.
I still can't get over that.
Me either.
I was at a stoplight for 3 minutes.
Yeah. You know, that's still the last place I would go.
It's the last place I'd go. Well, I wasn't doing it. That's the point.
He wasn't doing it.
It didn't happen.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we can give him only like incrementally less poop on his birthday.
What are you talking about?
Incrementally less. This part of the Sarah and Vinny live birthday party for Vinny's 50th birthday show is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. Your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at norcalcu.org. All right, Hooman, it's time for Vinny to select his next birthday gift from the tray of presents. All right, here we go, you guys.
Do they all say motorboat in them?
Yes, they
don't.
Do.
Oh, well, they do. They do say motorboat.
Select it's a similarly sized box.
Oh,
and
what could be in this
thing?
I wonder what it will be.
Beautifully wrapped.
Yes. So nice.
Zigzaggy.
Now I know who to hire.
No doubt. Oh, my God. And by the way, our promotions department, who also, I mean, you cannot imagine how it has been at the station for the last 2 months as we've been planning this thing, waiting for Vinny to leave.
Yeah, every day, Vinny. Sneaking, we're like waiting for you to leave.
Sneaking
so we
back
talk.
Up into the office. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm leaving. I sneak off, sneak back.
Yesterday, Vinny was like, what are they recording in there? Why are they still in the studio recording?
I'm like, oh, no, it's just, you know, it's the contest updates.
And I'm like, Vinny's all, what are they do? I go, I don't know. Get out of here. I don't know.
Go home. All right, here we go. The next one is...
Happy 50th birthday, Vinny. This certificate entitles you to win one argument.
Mm. Oh!
You better hold on to that one.
I will hold that out
whenever you need that.
Back pocket.
You've had
right
enough
now.
Of me, or enough of Hooman, or Yuzi, whoever. You can use that on anyone on the show.
Excellent.
One argument. Congratulations. All right, so next up is... Our friend Rudy.
So, Rudy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest Mexican comedian of all time.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Rudy Ortiz.
Yes.
Qualifier in there.
Okay. Well. I guess I'm not getting booked with George Lopez anymore.
It's over.
Well, Vinny, here's the thing, man. You know, this I'm kind of used to this. You know, I was in Sacramento last night. I came all the way down here to talk to you, to roast you today. And just, you know, like a typical comic, you know, I drove all these miles for absolutely no pay and only 5 minutes of airtime. So that's...
You got free breakfast.
But I'm getting free breakfast. Yes, so it works
yes.
out. I got
right.
bacon, you know? Also, you know, I want to tell you, man, like, I know you were going to cry earlier, and you kind of inspired me, too, because I feel the tears welling up also. Aww. But for me, it's because, like, I'm actually making eye contact with you right now. Because usually when I got the microphone in my hand, you just got your legs kicked up, and you're reading your Kindle, and you're not paying attention to me at all whatsoever. So I'm honored. I'm honored that I actually get to look into your face right now. That means so much to me. That means so much to me. Now, Vinny, here's the thing, man. I want to tell you right now, like, just off the bat, I'm not saying that you're old, but it was really funny when you met the Grim Reaper in the garage, because it was like you guys were confused. Like, nobody knew. You didn't know who was there for who. Like, are you here for me? Am I here for you? Like, you guys were like that Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other like, me, you. I don't know who it is. And I know that 50 years old, you know, it's not the end of the world, but I know, like, you're not into all-nighters anymore. I know that at this point in your life, an all-nighter for you is not getting up to pee in the middle of the night. So I just, I really respect that. Vinny, you're
that
you don't even know the half of it.
I really respect that.
I really
okay.
respect that, yeah. You know, Vinny, the thing is, I was doing some research, and you're as old as the moon landing.
Super.
You're as old as Sesame Street, which makes perfect sense because you ended up looking like a Muppet at this point in your life. Yeah, you're like Vinny. You're like Vinny, the sassy skateboarder kid from up the street that loves to surf and cries when he watches Up. You're that guy. That's who you are now.
Well, Mr. Fredrickson is sad. Come on.
I get it. Hey, but with all that being said, though, man, I got to just tell you, man, like, I love the fact that, you know, I've had a chance to get to know you over the last couple of years. You've been a great friend to me over the show, over the last couple of years that I've been on the show, and you're still my favorite corn dog with glasses on. And I want you to always remember that, man. But seriously, though, man, I celebrate you today. I'm so happy and honored that I got a chance to be invited to be here with you, man, because you're the type of dude that deserves all this love and this celebration. And here's the 50 more to the great Vinny. Thank you so much.
Hey, Rudy, why don't you offer him one of the gifts? We've got a lot of gifts to get through this morning. Got a lot of things, man.
All right, let's try a different size box.
All right.
Thank you, Rudy. That was great.
Thanks, Rudy. Good job. Not mean enough, really, but, you know, pretty good.
Where are you playing tonight?
Sacramento.
Back to Sac?
Yeah, he drove back from Sac.
I appreciate that.
I'll be there, man.
Sorry, I was talking over you.
Name of the club?
It's the Sacramento Punchline. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Vinny's going to be at all four of them.
All right. Happy birthday, Vinny. For our Sacramento listeners, there you go. Go and check out our friend Rudy.
He is really good.
Uh-huh. He's super funny.
Well, I know that last bit was but you know.
Well, I noticed his girlfriend wasn't laughing as much as us, so I thought, oh, she must be over him.
Wait a minute. Let's Elena. Talk to her for a second.
Are you the missus?
Hi.
Hi.
The missus? I don't know.
Do you find him funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's funny. The funniest thing about him?
I don't know.
His fascination with what's going on in this area.
He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah. He's fine. Listen, he coached her up.
Hold on.
He's fine. Everything's fine.
Have your parents met him?
Yes.
Oh, do they like him?
They love him.
Oh, good.
They do?
What's not to love? Rudy's so great. He's great. All right, Vinny, go ahead. Enough of these guys.
Have they said anything to you about, you know, show business, really? You're going to be with a show business guy.
No, nothing about that at all.
Huh? All right.
In their minds, they are.
Hold on. You know, like, I think that they just figured that eventually I'll just become the greatest Mexican comic of all time.
Yeah!
You already are. And I'll get not a Netflix special, but a Mexflix special, and then boom, I have $1 million. It's on Univision this summer. Just check it out.
Nice, Brandon. Thank you,
Brandon. Now you must throw roses at my feet while I dance around a sombrero. Thank you so much.
Hey, I just want to remind people, if you're just tuning in right now, we are live from the Hard Rock at Pier 39. This is open to you. Please come down. There's breakfast here for $9.73. The bar is fully operational. We would love to see you. Come down and wish Vinny a happy birthday. And thanks to our loyal listeners who we were able to let in on the secret a little bit early. They could come down here and be part of the celebration. We needed some people. You know, big empty room doesn't really work.
Right.
Oh, uh-oh.
Happy 50th birthday, Vinny. This certificate entitles you to an original song written just for you.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, it's time.
Wow.
Isn't it time?
It's not time.
It's time.
It's not really time.
It's time.
It's time for something besides
that. Oh, wow. Right, I guess it's time for that song.
It's time for that song. All right, listen, this is an audience participation song. I'll point to you and you'll know
what to do. Was I not supposed to have grabbed this one yet?
Oh, no, it's fine. We're ready. That's why John's here.
Oh, okay.
We are ready.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Do a good job mixing me, please, Brian. I want to be mixed just right. Can I have a little reverb, or is that not something I can't? All right, great. It's fine. No problem. Happy birthday, Vinny. All right, I'm ready.
Put my mic there, too?
Yep. Right. Vinny, Vinny, you're so brave and courageous. Vinny, Vinny, the things you do are outrageous. You're so handsome and so charming, but you're so old, it's getting alarming. Vinny, Vinny, now you guys, Vinny, 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 Vinny. Yeah, Vinny, Vinny,
Vinny, Vinny, Vinny.
Happy birthday, Vinny, you're so old. It won't be long till things start going south.
Uh-oh.
Just pick your teeth up and put them back in your mouth. You got yourself a family. That's really cool. But just remember, you'll be 68 when your youngest graduates high school.
Oh, no!
Vinny, Vinny!
Vinny, Vinny!
Vinny, Vinny! Vinny, Vinny! Vinny, Vinny! Vinny, Vinny!
Vinny, Vinny!
Happy birthday, Vinny. You're incredibly old.
Thank you, John. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Sarah.
Love you. I didn't mean any of it. It's all true. Hey, so quickly, we have some videos that we're going to be playing throughout the morning. Please, if you'll be able to hear the audio if you're listening on the air, but we would love you to join us here at Pier 39 because it is a party, man. One of the videos we saw right off the bat was from Alan Rosen. Alan is from Bananas at Large. Mm-hmm. Everybody, if you need any kind of a musical anything, even just to talk to someone about music, because this guy will talk to you about music for sure.
Well, yeah, they do it all. Lessons, they sell every instrument. They're right there in San Rafael. And where's the other one? Santa Rosa.
So, Alan, come on up here for a second. Or I guess you've got Hooman right crouching here, okay. By wherever Alan wants to be. But please stand up. Alan, Bananas. Bananas
Alan.
Has hooked us up over the years with not just musical instruments and everything that we have in the studio, but a million guests.
Yes, yes.
He's blown my mind a couple of times.
He brought Neil Sean in.
He did. Oh, my God.
He did.
One of the best days of my life.
And Carlos. That's right.
Sure.
Yep.
It's true. So thanks for coming out here this morning.
Hey, thank you, guys. Awesome. Happy birthday, Vinny.
Thanks, buddy.
At your Kindle there, I know. You got FaceTime. I just get a text in the middle of the night. I get it. So happy birthday. I wasn't expecting to be on microphone. I do have a present for you.
Oh.
Are we okay doing presents right now?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, here. Why don't you take this guy? It's not in a fancy package.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Is that what I think it is? When's my birthday?
I don't.
Oh,
so
my God.
While he's looking at that, I've known Sarah and John for quite a while. I got to know Vinny through the show, and I have only one guy text buddy, and that's that guy. Oh. And it's funny, we never actually text about music. It's always he's asking me questions about things like rings and schools.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Okay, I gotta say that Alan just handed is that a flying V?
It is.
That is.
That is.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Reissue of an 80s Hamer flying V. Just for somebody who's 50 years old. Welcome to the other side. Statistically, you're closer to the end than the beginning.
Oh, man.
It's such a sad day.
Nice, huh?
Hey, can you stand up, Vinny, so we can get a picture?
Yeah, get a picture. That is incredible.
How's that?
It is. We're taking pictures now, everybody. If you were here, you could just be part of the show. But yeah.
Thank you so much, Bananas.
Yeah.
All right.
Alan, that is unbelievable. I'm so jealous.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
It's beautiful.
Thanks, Alan.
Oh, my God.
Love you, buddy.
How much is that worth? Are we allowed to ask that?
No.
What was the cost of that?
We're not allowed to.
Priceless.
It's priceless. Exactly. Perfect. Oh, my God.
Good answer.
Here you go, Vinny.
This is the one that needs to sit in the studio now, huh?
No. Well, that's your guitar.
Yeah, it needs to hang on the wall, man.
Yeah, that's a piece of art. If you've never seen a flying V, it's basically an irregular guitar body. It's the shape like a V, and the V end, or the open end of the V, is facing away from
all
the
metal gods play these.
Yeah, you've definitely seen them. If you've ever watched a hair metal band video, then you know what a flying V looks like.
Killer.
Here, go ahead and
thank you.
Nice case too.
Woo-woo.
Just from the case, I'm like, oh my God, it's a flying V.
You knew, didn't you?
How could this be? Well, I saw the case. I'm that has a V.
Nice.
I was like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. When's my next birthday? Alan, don't forget about me. My 53rd. That's like a total landmark birthday, right?
Totally.
All right, so let's quickly talk about a couple things that are happening in the news. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, first of all, another semi-gift is that before you know it, Vinny, Game of Thrones will be over and you'll never have to hear us talking about it again.
I'm actually super excited. It's this Sunday at 6, right?
This Sunday night. I don't know what time it's on. That sounds right.
I think
that's
it's
a normal
8
time?
Or 5? 8, 6?
Let's get a confirmation.
Whatever.
At 6 p.m. I can get it. Excuse me. I can get it at 6.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's when I can get it, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones fans? Anybody?
Yay!
Yes, there are a few. But so this is it. The last season starts on Sunday. This is just a little reminder. The other thing that I thought was really cool this morning was Disney Plus has made some big announcements. Did you see any of this?
I didn't see that, no. But I'm sure it's going to affect Netflix, right?
Well, that's what they're hoping, I think. But to me, I feel like it's just another streaming service that I'm going to have to get.
Well, but wait a minute. So last night I'm on Netflix. Yesterday, I should say, I'm on Netflix. And I've been working my way through the Marvel series.
Yes, thank you. That's the right way to say it, everyone. Don't
Marvel.
Call Marvel.
Right. So, and I really do feel like the worst of all of them has been the first two Thors. I thought they were just
awful. I love the first Thor. I didn't go see the second one.
Yeah, you don't like Thor, do you?
Well, so I watched the third one.
Uh-oh.
Ragnarok.
It's great.
Oh. It is good, isn't it?
It's really good. By comparison, especially to the first two, all I could do was think, boy, why didn't they get that writer for the first two? Because the guy who wrote it, or who gal, or whoever did, or team, they did an incredible job.
So the guy who directed the first Thor is a really accomplished actor. He's not a bad director. It's Kenneth Branagh. You know who that is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So he directed the first one.
I didn't know he directed any of those.
Yeah.
I actually liked the first one. I thought it was cool that there was some humor, and plus I got to meet Loki for the first time.
The tone in the third.
Hello, Tom Hiddleston. Yeah.
Hold on. John, are you upset about all the Sarah's celebrity crushes?
Absolutely.
Really?
You know, what am I going to say? No, I don't know.
Does she ever scream
out their
names? No, but actually,
I'm surprised about that one.
Does she ever say the wrong name in the bedroom?
Yeah.
What's his name on Star Trek that you love?
Pike.
Captain Pike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him.
I just roll my eyes the entire episode. But Tom Hiddleston, is that his name?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No one gets that.
Yeah,
no. Does anyone find Loki good looking?
Bitches, what?
Hey,
He's so hot. He's like a pasty English skinny dude. Come on.
Exactly.
He's awesome. It's him. And who was the guy who was in that in Split? What's that dude's name?
James McAvoy?
Yeah, I love those two are interchangeable in my fantasy world. I just love pasty English boys.
Is Hooman coming up on that list? He's looking good.
No, I'm not.
Are you talking about my list?
I have an old back. No, please.
Hey, speaking of Hooman, there's a text here coming through from 650.
Oh,
it says, kill me now. I had a sex dream about Hooman.
Hooman.
Kill me now?
Oh. Hey,
hold on. It goes on to say, I'm a 50-year-old gay man, and Hooman's not even my type. Not that it means anything, but he initiated it.
Finally finishes a deal. Hey, so let me finish my thought. So the Thor Ragnarok that I watched on Netflix will be off of Netflix and on the Disney thing that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, so it looks like, first of all, the price is great. It's $6.99 a month for starters.
For now. Right.
But you can buy a year for, it looks like $69.99.
Until you
realize... I would have said 70, but 69 so much
that they've
fun.
Got Winnie the Pooh hostage over there and everything else you love, and then they can start jacking the price up.
On day one, it's going to be stocked with programming from the, you know, it's a insanely huge library. So 18 Pixar movies, 13 animated classics that have been previously locked inside the Disney vault. You know how they would, like, occasionally release those
on DVD? You think Song of the South will be there?
I really don't know.
I don't.
It should be. I remember really loving that movie. The one time I saw it as a child. All the Star Wars films, Marvel titles like Black Panther and Captain Marvel, some 250 hours of National Geographic programming, 100 Disney Channel original movies, and they're saying here 9 exclusive originals. So original.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Disney Plus will also become the only place that you can see The Simpsons streaming.
Oh.
Yes. Because of their merger with 20th Century, right?
Exactly. 21st Century Fox. They got the show as part of that. So it's a 660-episode-plus library. So that'll be the streaming home. I'm sure if it's in syndication, you'll be able to catch it on regular TV or whatever regular TV is these days. They've also announced multiple Marvel shows, including... Tom Hiddleston in a show called Loki. That's right. Thank you, John. Thank you, baby. There's also, let's see. There's a show called The Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, so you know that the Winter Soldier
That's
is
Mar-Vell.
Yeah, that is Mar-Vell.
Mar-Vell.
The Falcon is Anthony Mackie. you know, in the Avengers.
Yep, it's him. He's playing him. And Sebastian Stan?
Yeah, so that's the Winter Soldier, the guy with the titanium left arm.
The arm, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and there's all kinds of, honestly, go and look at this because they have a bunch of original programming. I hate to say it, but, and I think they own Hulu too. So at some point they're talking about having all of that stuff merged on. But Disney Plus is, it looks like November, $6.99 a month or $69.
Come on.
Whose idea was this anyway?
I hope they're happy.
We love that so much, but the audience here is like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Nah, they all wanted to join in. It's nice to whine.
Talking about grumbling and Game of Thrones, I think your brother's going to talk the entire episode.
I don't think
look at him. See, he's already gloating. Look at this guy.
No, there's no talking during Game of Thrones.
Can you promise us you're going to be silent for the episode?
I feel like I'm held to a different standard. Like, anyone else can say whatever they want, whenever they want. As soon as I say anything, I hear.
You always talk when other people are talking. Everyone else picks their moment.
Factually not correct.
It is totally. It's factually accurate. Not
Science says no. I do not.
Okay, so here.
You want to borrow this?
Yeah, I want to win one argument right now. I want to win an argument. I just took Vinny.
Is that transferable?
Yeah, it's transferable.
All right, I talk.
One use.
He talks,
all right. So we'll just say pause it.
Well, hold on. Let's say a two pause minimum. Or maximum. Two pause maximum.
Per person, per show.
No, for him. The rest of us are just going to be quiet watching it.
He's not utterly
Can you control
wrong,
your husband?
Aw. He's fine. He's good.
Oh my God. You're the one shushing him the whole time.
All right, listen. It's Vinny's birthday today. Oh, my God. So he is 50 years old, and we are celebrating at the Hard Rock Cafe at Pier 39. Thanks to everybody who's gotten here so far. This is open to you. If you're within the sound of our voice, you have until 9 o'clock to get down here and come say hi and wish Vinny a happy birthday. Lots more to come. We have videos and presents and special secret guests.
Right.
In fact, the 7 o'clock hour is a don't miss.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. So thank you for listening. And if you can make it down here, please come on down. It's Alice at 97.3. Back to you, Alex.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.